Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So today we're going to be talking about the power of the people. So if you've noticed the protests going on in Germany, you probably haven't noticed because it's not in the mainstream media. But if you go on TikTok or anywhere else, there's live videos of the protests, and I've personally seen them. I thought they were only going to do in the major cities, but they're everywhere. They're in the small towns. Our small town, I live in the cornfields, and our small town had 150 tractors in their city, in our town. And the big cities have thousands and thousands of tractors. And it's not like in the US. In the US, when people protest, a lot of people, not everyone, get violent and block. Like there's no common, like, things get out of hand, right? Not in Germany. In Germany, they actually schedule the protest. They let the police know exactly what route they're taking, where they're gonna stop everything, and they schedule the protest for a specific day at a specific time and location, and then the police provide escorts for them and everything. It's quite professional as far as protests go. But what are they protesting? It's the farmers protesting because the government wants to basically raise the taxes on diesel so high that it puts farmers out of business, among taxes on other things. They now in Germany, they already tell farmers what they can and can't grow. As a farmer, you can't just grow something. The government tells you what you're allowed to grow. And the government's idea right now in Germany is they want all the farmers to be put out of business, and then they want to import all the food. That's it. And they just can't. Farmers are striking, and I agree with them 100%. You need farmers to live. You need food to live. While we're talking about food, the new diet is going well. I have way more energy. I feel great. I'm eating about just over a pound of beef per day. That's it. I'm not even, no salt, nothing, just fry steaks and eat it twice a day. And, I could cut back on coffee, but then I might keel over and die, so I need my coffee. But if I wanted to go hardcore, and then I would do just the steak and water, which would be the best result. But I'm just doing just steak and coffee. I ran out of steak yesterday, and it was a rough day. I had to eat carbs for the first time in like a week or two, and it. Like after I ate it, I just felt dead, and so it's definitely working. I went today and picked up, let's see, like 9 pounds of meat, so at least enough for this week. Nah, I should be good till next week, and it was only like $30, so pretty good, and I feel great. I have way more energy. And on other news, while we're talking about news and updates, I have my goal for this year was to get my first sponsorship for golf. Now, it's not really a sponsorship, it's a creator fund. So technically it's a sponsorship. But they do it, they let anyone in, right? So I got in. It's for a golfing company, golf clothing apparel company called Monkey Golf. And if you go to monkeygolf/discount/TSL, the Schizophrenia Life. So monkeygolf/discount/TSL. I'll put the link in the podcast description. You get 10% off all the clothing. So they have hats, shirts, golfing green things. They have a few. It's not a big company, it's a smaller company, but obviously the bigger companies won't take a chance on someone that's not, you know, a professional. So this is a good step in the door. And the reason I went with Monkey Golf is plain and simple. Y'all get 10% off, and at 250 sales, I get a free set, brand new set of golf clubs, any golf clubs I want, right? And I need a new set of golf clubs. I need a professional set. Right now, I've been rocking the basically the beginner most forgiving golf set ever. And I just need a professional set. Like, I definitely, this time, I'm going to, I really want to switch over to one length irons. I just can't afford it right now. And I want the new Callaway Smoke AI driver and woods. And the triple diamond ones. So hopefully, I put the link on Twitter and I put the link, I made a little video for TikTok, and hopefully I can reach 250 sales before golfing season, and so I can get a new set of clubs before the golf courses open up. That would be the dream. Because I need to come out swinging hard this year. I still gotta work, 8 hours a day, 8, 12 hours a day, depending on the job, you know, how busy we are. But I'm gonna train as hard as I can this year, and I've been doing, 100 putts a day. All I can do right now is putt or practice on my swing without hitting a ball. So hopefully that changes. I'm hoping this year I can get a golf simulator put in, but that costs money too. So if you know anyone that wants golf gear, shirts, hats, whatever, send them my link, and hopefully I can hit 250 sales and get a new set of clubs. I also get, obviously, you spend $100, I get $20. So it's supports me, right? Back to the main topic. The truckers are protesting, and I support them 110%. We cannot live without food. This is the same thing that happened in the Netherlands, where they were shutting down farms, and it's the same thing that's happening in the States, but you don't see it on the media. In the States, they've been shutting down farms too. I just saw watched a video where they had a Amish farm get raided by the state and FBI. So you have to, they're trying to take our food, right? They're trying to make us dependent 100% on the government, and it can't happen. You know, we have to support farmers 100%. We can't live without farmers. That's all I want to say on the subject. Good for them. They're standing up. Hopefully, they're even talking about my wife. I didn't know this because I don't watch the German news, but they're talking about basically the chancellor that has all the power in Germany. They're talking about basically firing him over this and holding a new election. That's the discussion right now. That's how bad it's gotten in Germany. But I'm not focused on that. With all this stuff going on in the world, guess what I'm focused on? Working, because I have to work to pay the bills. Focused on training. My goal, my mission is to become a professional golfer. My goal, be more specific, is to get paid to play golf. And whether that's through social media or be professional, which is really my goal, I want to get paid to play golf. That's my dream. And so click the link, help me out, and I'll love you forever. Nah, I still love you, even if you don't click it.